glad you're saved.
Yeah.
Well, how many looking for revival?
Amen.
I get so tired of a series of meetings, and I love old time revival.
Amen, brother.
Old time revival. Well, it's good to be back here at Fredonia again. We appreciate the invitation. Appreciate Brother Jerry and the church here. Opportunity God's given us, and I'm telling you, I've been looking forward to it. I told folks at church I decided about the revival. I wasn't decided about the drive, but I decided about the revival. But it's good to be here tonight. I pray. I desire your prayer.
Amen.
Me and Brother Dwayne needed one, can't bring a revival.
Nope.
That's right.
And but the revival comes when we long for it.
That's right.
When we search and we seek and our souls are hungry, revival will come. If we earnestly desire God to meet with us and to revive us. Revive means to bring alive something that's dead. And that's what revival does. It really, it brings alive something that's dead. And every now and then I need God just to shake the dead ashes off of me. Trim the dead limbs off of me. Get to where I can really be able to be blessed by Him. So we want to be a help to you this week. We didn't come to be a hindrance. We come to be a help. So if you'll pray hard, we'll preach about 15 or 20 minutes. And I told folks I used to preach an hour, and I preach 59 minutes now. But anyway, have your Bibles tonight. Stand with us, if you would, please, for reverence reading the Word of God. And if you'll pray much, men, as I said, men, Brother Dwayne, we're just water boys and seed sowers. But it takes God giving the increase. So if there's any preaching done this week, it'll be because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And he tells us just to stand, make the effort, and he'll do the rest. Over in the book of Daniel, chapter number 1. Do appreciate each one that's here tonight. Book of Daniel, chapter number 1, beginning at verse number 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. The Lord gave unto Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, and part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and brought these vessels unto the treasure house of his God. The king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat. Now the wine which he drank so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof that they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the princes of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank thereof. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor with a tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear mightily the Lord, the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worser likened than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my life to the king. Then said Daniel to Melchizedek, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee in the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Father, we thank you tonight for this day. Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity tonight, God, to preach the Word of God. Lord, we pray tonight, God, for guidance. We pray for leadership. Father, we pray for the anointing of the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven. I realize, Lord, that we're nothing without you. God, if there's any preaching done, Lord, it has to be because thou art in the midst, and God, that thou art giving liberty. Lord, use us in a mighty way tonight, God, to meet the need in this building tonight.
Our Lord, we pray you'll dismiss the folks that's here tonight. Our Lord, attentive heart, attentive ears, and receptive hearts. God, to take and leave this place tonight different than what they entered. I pray that you'll dismiss the word tonight, God, for the word's sake. Use us just for a few minutes, and we'll praise you. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen and amen. Down in verse number 8, we'll be preaching just a few minutes. God being our helper. It said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. I want to preach tonight on I will not change. I will not change. I will tell you, I've been a preaching going now 40 years, and I've never seen such a dramatic change in the last 10 years. Churches, folks have changed. I mean, they just about put God on the outside. But I want to look now. I read to you about these Hebrew boys that were led away captivity down the land of Babylon. I mean, they were living under bondage, and they were in captivity, and they begin to try to change them, fellas. You know, the devil tries his best to change us nowadays. What we once stood for, we don't stand anymore. He'll try to make you believe a lie and be damned. So what he done here, Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had good Israelite names. They had names that represented God. So what they tried to do, they tried to take these fellows and brainwash them, Donald. They tried to give them names that represent the Babylonian gods. But even though they changed their names, they could not change what they were. They couldn't change. They could just say, they could upset everything else about them. But they could not upset what they know. They couldn't change who their God was. What they said for God. I was telling them to say, we're out of everything to take church. We need to stand for God's sake. We don't need to give in to this world today. That's the modernistic ways of the world. Bless God, we need to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to the heavenly God. I'm telling you, every day, we need to say no to the ways of the world and what Satan's trying to bring about. It's the air we're living in. Now then, Brother Mick, he began to change, try to change these fellas. Everybody done, the king wanted somebody to look real good. I mean, that's what the church wants nowadays. They want everything beautiful. Everything. I tell folks I'm not here to be dignified. I'm here to be sanctified. I hear the word of God need to be preached today. They begin to try to change these fellows. And they did, they changed their name. But they purposed in their heart. God. It didn't matter what come on him. They's gonna stand for God. I'm gonna tell you we are stand for him. We are to stand regardless of what he does. I don't know what the old word said, we'll stand with higher lips to the devil. Let the world know that you're on God's side. I'm a tender too much today. I'm compromising with the ways of the world. I'm going to give you a few things in a minute that I have seen over my years of preaching that has changed in our religious realm about us. But Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, decided we're not going to change. We may be down here in captivity. You know we're living in a strange land. We're foreigners, we're strangers, and yet pilgrims. We're just a town that's too down here. We're foreigners in this land. We're living in the devil's domain. We're living where Satan rules his pain. Satan knows about everything around us. It's the way it was then in Babylon. They told these boys when to get up. They told them when to eat. They told them what to eat. That's what the devil's trying to do today. He's trying to tell the church. He's got no business saying anything to the church. I've got news for that rascal. I've seen the Saint Peter should have pulled this rock out. Church is going up.
second of Abednego. Abishai said, we're not going to give in. We're not going to bow. We're not going to take care of you. You can have your wine. You can have your meat. Lord of God will take God.
No more.
Come on.
But willing to pay the price.
Yeah.
We gave in.
Yes.
We've caved in to the language of the world.
Come on. Bless
the
Lord.
The first thing I see that the devil done what they done down in Babylon.
Yeah.
They wanted these fellas to eat that king's meat, and I don't know. It was something that must have been offered to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because Daniel said, I'm not going to defile myself with it.
Yeah.
And whatever it was, it wasn't for them children to be able to eat. He said, I'll not take it. So he was in favor with the eunuch. He said, I can just give us the pulse and the water. Yeah. Hey, let's check us out here today.
Yeah.
See what we look like. I'm telling you what God people have done. Those for God, they far better than what the world is.
Yeah.
You take the preacher, they're driving new cars. They're living in shiny homes. Feed them for 10 days and check them again.
Yeah.
Guess what they done? They come found out they done better than the ones on the king's porch.
Yeah.
So they stay with God.
Yeah.
Eat from God. I tell both my friends, how many every time we assemble, if we're where we ought to be, God sets a table down before us.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a table spread right here tonight.
Yeah.
And he's telling me like he told the disciples, but it's coming down.
Yeah.
Come and get it.
Yeah.
The problem is, folks don't want another letter.
Amen.
I sit in the living room, my wife would say, honey, supper's on the table.
Yeah.
You say, don't she carry it to you? Well, I've not got that sorry yet. If I want something to eat, I get up and go to the table and give me something.
Amen.
Well, with that day, every Sunday morning, a church is going on.
Yeah.
And there's something in the house of God you need on. And I find Nebuchadnezzar. The king made him a great statue of gold. And he come to David, he's going to dedicate that great statue. And I told how tall it was. And he made a proclamation. He made it, declared it on the day of honoring that statue, dedicating that statue. He said, if you hear the sound of music, he named off the choir, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, and all the kinds of music. He said, whatever hour you hear the sound of that music, he said, you bow down and worship this thing. Hey, everybody, when they hear the sound, they bow down and worship it. Because the devil wants to attract you to the place. And the world nowadays has got things in there, mainly for the children of God. And I tell here, some of them here at the scene, on the news four left home, here on the radio, had that people that would not make that cake for that bunch of homosexuals.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to get a room in their face.
Come on,
somebody. He told him, I'm not going to bake that cake.
Come on,
bless the Lord.
That's right.
So he stood for God, and God stood for him.
Yeah.
Now then, this lady up in Kentucky done that standing, wouldn't marry that couple, wouldn't issue the marriage license, whatever her name was.
Bless the Lord.
Jim, I heard this past week that they got a gay fella running against her for her office and all them lesbians and all them. I'll just put it like it is, queers.
Yeah.
They have pulled their money in.
Yeah.
They're going to try to put Tim out of office.
Yeah.
But I've got news. If God's on her side, they've got to fight on her
head.
If you'll stand for what's right, if you'll stand for God, God's standing for you.
Yeah.
What they've done, finally, look at what the king has done. He was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the prophet of some of his affairs. And that these boys pretty high up. The king caught quite a bit up. Well, they come today, when they were around that statue and they heard the sound of that music, guess what everybody else fell around them old boys stood real tall. They and their knees wouldn't buckle to the waves of the world.
They went down down. They didn't have a jelly backbone. They stood firm. They get bowed down to worship that image.
And guess what? They must have had their turn. Had their brother over and told them. They said, hey, get with me. Since you've got three Jewish boys, you've got three of them boys over here and sitting there in your providence.
Yeah.
And said, they would bow down to that music. He got them brought in and said, hey, boys.
And they
told me, what you done? Said, now, why are you here to sound this music? Said, if you'll bow down, said, well.
Yeah.
Said, the very hour.
Yeah.
Said you'd be cast in the midst of burning fire. You know what that fire furnace was? That's how it was.
Yeah. That's the Lord.
If you committed a crime in Babylon, they killed you in the fire furnace. That was capital punishment.
Oh,
well, them old boys looked at him, they didn't hesitate. They just think they're not real bitching, old king. He said, our God whom we serve, he said, he is able to deliver us out of our hands.
Right.
Let it be known unto you that we will not bow down. King had the furnace heated seven times greater than what it was. Had two of his mighty soldiers to cast them boys. He killed the men, throw them in.
Yeah.
But let's hear. When they put them on the inside of the furnace, they drank out them golden vessels. And no king probably thought he had too much wine. He's drinking. He probably looked his eyes. He probably looked. He looked his eyes. He probably looked. I don't know why he looked around. He couldn't believe what he seen.
Come on,
he said, did not we cast them in? They said, yeah. He said, Lord, said I see more of you. Set their roots and set their walking in the midst of the heart. But you know what? He studied that bill close. It wasn't one thing that burned off. That's what happened.
Amen.
They throw them in their coats and hose and that all upon them. And they throw them in bound. I can just imagine they're on the leaves in that bar.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the fourth man got in the bar with him. By the way, he's still in the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
He got the fire with
him. Yeah.
All of a sudden they begin to stand up.
Yeah.
They begin to walk.
Yeah.
Hey, the old king got down there and cried. He said, "Stand up, me, sir." And he said, "Come for."
Yeah.
The children of the Most High God.
Yeah.
The clothes wasn't burnt.
No.
The hair wasn't seen.
No.
Wasn't even no smell of smoke. You can't get away from that thing.
That's
right.
I'm going to get to the meat of the message in a minute.
Come on, preacher. Amen.
Preaching on, I will not change.
That's right.
Let's look at a few things that I believe changed. Now then, I believe our worship service has changed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yep.
I preached again, a woman preacher got called down. Now I still preach today, though.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
Somebody said, you mean that preacher? I said, I sure do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes. Somebody said, can you preach? I said, yeah, they can be the husband of one wife again. She said, they can't do that unless they're homosexual, and that's horrible disqualified.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just put that in for a good reason. That's just a little jello.
But look at our church services have changed.
Yeah.
How can you, at any side, we have to reminisce?
Yeah.
Come on.
I drive down the road up here and I preached all over this country. And I'm bragging on God. There have been times I've preached as many as 26, 28 revivals a year.
Yeah.
And Brother Freddie Melton has traveled all over this country.
Yeah.
I thought about what some of the meetings we've had.
Yeah.
You get the preacher, they come out of the back of the house falling like a canvas tail on a rocking chair. They come sliding into altar while you're preaching.
Yeah.
I mean, coming in like they're coming in for first base.
Yeah.
I mean, pleading for mercy, God to save us.
Yes.
I mean, what's happening to those
today.
Yeah.
How long has it even been since you've seen a lost person in the house?
Yeah.
Well, God ain't changed.
No.
Jesus said the same today, yesterday, and
forever.
God said, I'm the same, I change not. So he's the same. Church services are changed. We got programized. We have little pamphlets. I went to a meeting one time and had a pamphlet. And it told who's going to sing, who's going to preach, and who's going to preach from. They had it in a week advance. You know what? They time God changed my message. Wouldn't it be a purple fix? But now I'm going to preach on hell next Sunday. God will give you heaven to preach on. I come in and preach and make sure I give you hell. Heaven to preach on. Come in, God tell me to preach on hell.
Yeah.
They're sitting down in the little path and saying, boy, the preacher's going to preach on heaven today. I'm going to go past me full. And then you change, you preach on hell, boy, this man. You got to change the heart for me.
Bless the Lord.
Compromise. I said it's sad. Hey, what y'all do right there at 10 o'clock, old brother? Donald's going to shout. When it comes 10 o'clock, I look back and say, Donald, shout. I was preaching up midway, me and Brother Greg Jesus a couple weeks ago, and I told Greg, I said, son, you just need to shout.
Bless the Lord.
But we compromise. We got change. Change. Things have changed. We was reminiscing some while ago. I'll tell them about the preacher Gilbert Mata. I'll tell them it's not going about the preaching. Anybody remember Gilbert Mata? The Mexican preacher? He stepped by the pulpit and get hold of you. So when he jumped, you see his feet come above the pulpit. He was up here highland preaching. He was in a homecoming meeting. We'd sung at it. I wasn't preaching him. We'd sung at it. And here's a coming with them monsoons. Here's a raining cats and dogs. The doors open, the windows up. Gilbert preaching, he left the pulpit and he went out the yard and killed the ground a little more. Ooh, but I mean, you just hear him making circles. I started preaching out the ground. He turned, come back through the house. He had black turnings all down his face, strung down his eyes. And that's enough to scare a man to death when he comes to. I mean, when he comes back to, it tickled me to death. But I see some things of people just wasn't ashamed to go to church. They wasn't ashamed to worship God.
Yeah.
I mean, our services have changed. Not only have our worship services changed, we don't give the Spirit of God liberty. When we come to the house of God, we're going to say, God use us. God use me for whatever you see get glory out of my life. God use me.
Amen.
Or be like Isaiah was, here am I. Save me. Old Paul on the road to Damascus said, Lord, what do you have me to do?
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Come on, brother.
Bless the Lord.
I remember time the meetings of life come on in way up in the morning.
Yeah.
Revivals used to, you didn't have a week's meeting.
Yeah.
No. Didn't have five nights.
Yeah.
Now then most churches can't stand for three.
Yep.
That's right.
Come on.
That's true.
A weekend. That's about the limit.
Amen.
I didn't get started preaching years ago in about 2 weeks. Then I'll bring put a brush over in over on Rainy Strait. We stayed there 8 weeks. Had 60 some souls saved.
Amen.
And that brush over in. Rain didn't stop us. Storms didn't stop us. And I'm going to tell you what, they go to meeting when they come on that brush. What's happened, preacher?
Right.
We've quit disarming.
Yes.
Somebody said, where's the shout gone? I said, ain't nothing to soul shout about.
Yeah.
I'd like you to tell me one time, said, I don't want to shout. I said, don't worry, you ain't going to.
Yeah.
Let's move on tonight before I get real long-winded. You remember what Haggai, Haggai chapter number 2, down about verse number 3, Haggai looked and he was looking at the temple in Jerusalem. It had been destroyed and they'd rebuilt it. And he asked them, he said, who's left among you that saw her in the first floor? Then he asked the question, how do you see it now? Is it not as though it is nothing?
Come on.
What they done, the Sennacher glory had departed from the temple.
Bless the Lord.
And they had prayed for it to return. But guess what? Nowhere has it ever mentioned that it never returned.
Come on.
And it won't till Christ reigns.
Come on.
But I believe the Sennacher glory has left most of the Baptist church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's
true. Hello? That's the truth. Amen. The next thing I see tonight, I believe, change is the preaching.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Paul gave the charge to the young Timothy. He said, preach the word.
Yeah.
He didn't say to pamper. He didn't say to pat on the back.
That's right.
He didn't say to feed them suckers and lollipops.
Yeah.
He said, preach the word.
Yeah.
Brother preached, pastor in the church, not where I live, but just a young preacher. And he came to me about a year ago up in Tarshaw, and he said, preacher, you've been at it a long time, so I need some advice. I said, what is it, son? He said, what do you have a pastor in church? I said, a pacifier, a birthday pad, and a lollipop.
Somebody got a pacifier.
Yeah.
Can't suit them, can't. Some needs to be burnt. They're upset.
Yeah.
Got a bad bellyache. And a lollipop. Satisfying the lollipop.
Yeah.
Men! Used to, God called men to preach.
Yeah.
You didn't just get up and go to seminar, get you a $40,000 a year pastor job. Both these young turkeys,
these young preachers, I'm not going to say all of them, that's some good young preachers.
Yeah.
Thank God for the call, preachers.
Yeah.
But there's some of them that went to the graveyard.
Yeah.
They call it the seminar, I call it cemetery. I'm not going to pay all the education. I need more education school.
But a lot of them, when they go there, if they did have any power far to them,
yeah,
they come out days away.
Yeah.
They come out preaching on their knowing, their knowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
And when they come out, they house up around, they all get up in one church.
Yeah.
They don't want a pastor unless it's a brick church with pine chandeliers and paying a $40,000 a year salary.
Right.
They have a little church about 3 miles up there over this side of me. It's an old-fashioned Primitive Baptist church. It's been sitting empty for now for about 10 or 12 years. Doors are shut. There's young preachers all around me. And they'll say, preacher, I just can't get an appointment to preach. I thought about telling them a little church right up here, the doors are shut.
Yeah.
Before I get the key, open her up, preach a while.
They
don't want to go. They don't want to start out before 5. They want a house full. Everything easy. Somebody else done the work. They're like the little red hen baking the cake.
You all remember reading that book, don't you? Farm animals all come, nobody wanted to help. But boy, when it's all said and done, this bait sitting on the windowsill, everybody wanted to feed.
Bless the Lord. Good preaching. Amen.
Preach the word.
Yep.
Be instant in season. It just gags me. I've got preachers in my church. I've got a real fine. I got his son-in-law. He's our youth pastor. Boy, I mean a dandy.
Yeah.
And he don't let the youth pastor stop him. When he gets an appointment, he preaches.
Yes, sir.
But there's preachers, it's a young preacher that's sitting in churches. And they just I'll ask every time we have a service. All except Sunday morning. I think that pulpit belongs to the pastor.
Amen.
Sunday night, Wednesday night, I'll ask the third preacher sitting in the house, I'll say, have you got anything?
Right.
No. You wouldn't ask me that back there on I-25.
Yeah.
If you ask me that, you just get out of the way. Still, I ain't too heavy.
That's amazing.
Preach the word, be instant in season. I mean, preach when you feel like it.
Yeah.
Preach when you don't.
Amen.
Somebody said they ain't got to preach it. You ought to help.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
I went to a meeting one night, first time I ever done it since I've been a preacher in a lifetime ever done it. Forgot my Bible. Of course, I wasn't preaching. I went to hear another man. And got out and this fellow, another preacher out in the yard. He said, where's your preacher? Where's your Bible at? I said, wrong place. He said, walk out and preach. I said, if I don't know enough of that word of God to preach without looking into it, I don't need
it. Yeah. Yeah,
I ain't studied much if I can't preach without looking out great at it.
Right.
Yes, and then season, obviously, reproof.
Yeah.
We don't have much reproving anymore. Sure don't have no rebuking.
No.
I make a man pretty regular.
Bless the Lord. Him be God.
I'm sitting right here, he go before I go, he'll say amen to it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you preach the word of God, you're going to make somebody mad.
Amen.
When you get on their pet sin,
yeah, come on, bless them.
You're going to make them mad.
Come on.
Yeah. And I can tell, boy, they go to selling up on you and it goes clamping down like somebody got a vice on
you. Yeah. That's the old
Come on. Then we got preachers who are not qualified.
Right. Come on. Come on, preacher. Amen. Come on, brother. Tell it like it is.
He calls qualified men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Qualified men.
Yes.
When God called me to preach,
I wasn't looking to preach. I wasn't wanting to preach. I even told God for 9 months. I said, no, I'm preaching.
I'm not going to preach.
Yeah.
You're calling the wrong man.
Yeah.
That's an old man. After 9 months, it's either do or die. That's why.
Yeah.
Father said, Lord, I can't preach. And I couldn't.
Yeah.
He said, I'll preach, do it through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost 40 years and I've never gotten a pulpit. He didn't give me something to say.
Right.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
So the preaching's changed.
Yeah.
Oh, not changed. I still love to see these young fellas hard out.
Yeah.
I love to see the anointing of God on.
Yeah.
They stand up there dignified and their tie all straight and they don't never get out of position. And they're like MTV fellas, they smile.
Come on, preach it. Amen.
Never mention hell.
Right.
I love to preach about heaven. I get excited to preach about heaven. I got to preach a message up at Brother Michael Swallow's church.
And Brother Greg a few weeks ago on a heavenly invitation.
Yeah.
I preached preach myself today. It's good to preach about heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Lost people need to know there's a hell also.
Amen.
That's their destiny if they don't change.
That's right. Amen.
Things don't do if something don't happen, they don't come to Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. That'll be their destiny.
Go ahead.
So the preaching has changed.
Yeah.
Not only has the preaching changed, they've changed this book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I hope tonight every one of you's got a 1611 King James.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you don't, and if there's a dumpster between here and where you live, I can tell you what you need to do with it.
Bless the Lord.
Come on,
yeah, brother.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Garbage is a good place.
That's right.
Order me a prophecy Bible. I love you have to read about prophecy. You got to study prophecy. It's good. You ever seen the pulpit in much last 5 years?
I
ordered me one that I enjoyed this fellow, but he was intelligent. He could really dig out that prophecy. Now, I sent $120 or $25 and got a Bible prophecy book. It comes to me and I got it out and it says New N-I-C. I disrespected God, walked to the garbage can, and I went my $120. That's a lesson.
Yeah.
Should have been fine print for warning.
Yeah.
That's a lesson. Check it out!
Yeah.
Went to a meeting one night and heard a preach out of a revised version. He defended his Bible for 30 minutes. Never did preach a message defend that Bible. I don't have to defend this one.
No.
Amen. That's the stand on your own way.
Amen.
It's been standing for years. It's standing right on it. For ages of time.
Yep.
Preach the word. What are you preaching? Preaching this Bible.
Yes, sir.
Preaching the Bible.
Amen.
Preaching the Bible. Life falls tonight. Our beliefs have changed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
What used to be wrong is no longer wrong anymore.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
That's right.
We give in.
Yes, sir.
I was preaching the other day and I said this, and I didn't say it to be mean, but I've got kinfolk that belongs to a church that is shacked up and they teach Sunday school.
No.
Something wrong with the preacher.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Something wrong with the church.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true, brother.
Yeah.
What example
yeah.
is that saying?
Right. That's right, brother.
Amen.
And I know this is revival, but I'm just giving you what God gave me.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
I will not change. Don't compromise.
Amen.
Don't give in.
No.
Don't cave in.
No.
Come on, bless the
Lord. When Satan puts pressure on, just stand up.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, God, give me some Holy Ghost heartburn medicine.
Amen.
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 Woo.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Let me say.
Yeah.
Preach, brother.
I'll go down. It's an old folk.
Yeah. Come on. Bless the Lord.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting out of date.
All right.
My wife's bad to look at.
Dates on play. I ain't. If it ain't been open, it's out of date. I'll try it anyway.
She won't. She'll come. There's coming the time this old fashioned preaching. Just about now.
You're right.
You know some of these highfalutin church boys I'd like to preach one time to some of them.
Bless the Lord.
Spent on about two or three loads. And now somebody else can do that.
Bless the Lord.
I had a good friend of mine preached out of North Carolina. You may hear that Steve Reinhardt, preaching machine. Pastor's church, 600-700. Wife and I and my son-in-law and daughter were going to spend a few days over Myrtle Beach. He said, preacher, come by Sunday night and preach for me. Got there and, man, I mean, he had five or six rows. Right, you look at rows from here, that's on the highway. And this old country boy got getting nervous. You look at his attendance and he runs 600. And this country boy, there, I'd preached to a couple hundred before, three maybe. Never had seen a crowd like that. Got the pulpit though, and they, you know what? Them were just old country folks. They preached me till they went to dry feet on.
Bless the Lord.
But some of these, it would never work. Would never do. I keep doing that. And the preacher just sat and started for me.
Yeah.
Went into a meeting one night, and this brother, he just a young preacher, and he had a wife and three kids. They called me for a revival. He'd just been a pastor for about 2 weeks there. And he said, preacher, I don't know a thing about revival. He said, you just take the meeting and do whatever. I said, all right, brother, I got them the same of them. They turned me loose to preach. How come out about you and slobbing and preaching? Then three kids back there went into a ballistic pit. I mean, it scared them little better than an inch of their life. They squall like cats. I didn't know whether they just mad or I scared. And that last night, the wife and the kids comes and meet. And now, that's what I'm saying. Mm. It's old fashioned.
Yeah.
The way you preach anymore, it just won't go over.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to change.
No.
I cut my teeth on this King James Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
That sweet Holy Ghost. You know what? You talk about being addicted.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that close to being addicted to alcohol. Got to the point, Donald, where I drank in the morning when I got up. Got to the point I drank before I laid down in the night.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting close. Yeah. Almost addicted. Mm-hmm. I smoked marijuana with the best of
them.
But one day, I met a saint.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Well, Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
Amen.
I met a saint.
Amen.
Once I got a drink, I think.
Amen.
Once I got what the woman at the well got.
Amen.
A water last prayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless the
Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. 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 I can't do that.
Amen.
I don't want
to
do that.
No.
And I prayed this, and I told God this, and I mean it. Lord, if you ever take your spirit from me, just take this, kill me.
Yeah.
Lord, if it gets to the point I'll never feel the presence of the Holy Ghost again, just kill me.
Yeah. Amen.
David said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Bless the Lord.
Right.
Come on.
I'm
listening.
Yeah. I'm listening to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother, you said somebody had a song tonight for invitation. He'll come tonight and he'll stand with us. Let me ask you something. Examine your life. Have you changed?
Yeah.
How much has you changed over the years? Are you still standing for what this Bible stands for? And we stand before God. We're not giving account to the dictators and agitators and all the other taters out there. But we'll give account to God. And that's what I tell folks. I've had folks leave the church where I'm at over what I preached. And I said, now if you find me guilty, find me wrong in this book, I'll apologize.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm going to stand on it because I'm not going to give an account to you.
Amen.
I'll give an account to
Amen.
God. Every
Amen.
Time I get in this pulpit,
yeah.
And every time I preach, I'll give an account for it.
Yes.
So, how's it with you tonight?
Satan came when Christ and offer him grace. I will give you deny or dismiss.
What about it tonight?
Even in his frail condition, there was still Christ's name. And he spoke with great conviction as the tears
for a minute tonight, Brother Jerry done said, you know, if you got any kind of need tonight, regardless of what it is, the first night of meeting is a good time to get you out of work. Just bring it, leave it with him, say, Lord, it's me. I've got a problem I can't solve. I got a prayer that needs answered tonight. Just come. He knows you need tonight. Before you ever ask, he knows. He'll come in faith believing. He'll answer.
Satan comes when I am
weak. Praise yourself, Lord.
I will give
God, we ask you to touch you, brother. God, whatever the burden on their heart, whatever the need may be, God, I know you're always with you. Lord, you said you're the present help in the time of trouble. Lord, I saw the statement, said, I'll lift up mine eyes on the hills from which cometh my help. Lord, I'm glad our help comes from heaven, the Lord which made heaven and earth. God, we ask you to touch them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, their hearts and their lives. God, may their prayers touch heaven, may heaven touch them. Jesus, in His name we pray. Yes. Yes.
Amen.